Now, you had mentioned this song just a while back.
Okay.
By Led Zeppelin. What was the whole basis behind this?
Well, you know, Stairway to Heaven is the most requested song in FM radio. I mean, it's probably one of the greatest songs ever written, and it's probably one of the most notorious songs, because usually on every Halloween, a number of radio stations tend to play the song backwards, and when you play it backwards, there's supposedly another message that comes out of the song. And to really get into it, you'd have to understand that when Led Zeppelin blazed out of England in 1968, which was originally, they called themselves the New Yardbirds, basically they were a bunch of unknowns. I mean, Jimmy Page was well known. He was a studio guitarist. He played on a number of songs, tracks for The Who, for The Kinks. And Donovan, Sunshine Superman, that's Jimmy Page. Hurdy Gurdy Man, that's Jimmy Page.
Mm-hmm.
And John Paul Jones was an accomplished producer. And but the other two, Robert Plant and John Bonham, they were 18 years old. I mean, they'd never had any fame. And all at once, they're in this four-piece band that when they come out in 1968, they exploded so much on the scene that they were a super band. And a rumor started. And whether this rumor was passed by people in the band as a joke or whatever, it was a rumor that they had also made this pact, just like a Robert Johnson pact, a blood pact, where three of them signed and one refused. And what I usually do with this, you know, when you're talking to a group like on a college campus, you'll say, you know, name the members of Led Zeppelin. And most people, the first name they'll say is Jimmy Page, and they'll say Robert Plant, and then they'll say John Bonham, and they'll say, who's the other guy? And the answer is John Paul Jones, because most people forget Jones, and Jones is the one who didn't sign, according to the legend. So, you know, they rushed into stardom, Led Zeppelin 1, Led Zeppelin 2, you know, monster hits with a whole lot of love. And then when Led Zeppelin 3 came out, there were some strange references actually on the vinyl. If you take the first pressing of the first Led Zeppelin 3 album, you look at the runoff matrix. In the runoff matrix, you can see an inscription that says, "Do what thou wilt." On the second pressings, the inscription says, "So be it mote." Now, when you take a look at Do What Thou Wilt, it brings back a very interesting suggestion from Aleister Crowley and Crowley's teachings from the Book of the Law.
Crowley, of course, born in England in 1875, practicing the occult.
Exactly. And, of course, the whole line would be, there is no law beyond Do What Thou Wilt. Love is the law. Love under will. And Jimmy Page became a collector of Crowley memorabilia. He collected the robes, he collected the ceremonial daggers, he collected manuscripts, annotated manuscripts, anything he'd get his hands on. But his greatest collectible was Crowley's house, Boleskin House. And Boleskin House is located pretty close to where the story of Macbeth took place, where Macbeth met with the witches on the banks of Loch Ness. And the story of the house is fascinating. The house was built on the spot where a medieval church was burned to the ground with a congregation trapped inside. Now, this is way before Crowley. Then a man was beheaded in the house, and people who stay there claim that they hear the head rolling downstairs at night. When Crowley moved into the house, strange things happened to him. I mean, supposedly the story goes that he had summoned up a number of elemental spirits that were in the house. One of the caretakers in the house went mad and tried to kill his family. There were suicides in the house, people driven to insanity. So it became part of the great mystique of who owned Beleskin. Even in medieval times, I believe a wizard had practiced in one of the graveyards, and there were secret passages, and all these stories really intrigued Jimmy Page, who was, you know, an ultimate collector, so he purchases the house. But from what we understood when I worked on a series of called VH1 Confidential, Page didn't spend the night in the house. He went there during the day, but he wouldn't spend the night.
I don't blame him.
One of his caretakers did, and the caretaker said that he slept in one of the rooms and he heard this scratching sound outside his door, and he first thought it was a dog. So he just lay in bed and he listened to the sound, and the scratching got louder, and then it started thundering like the door was about to burst off the hinges, and the house started to reverberate. And he said, you know, he really didn't sleep the rest of the night. So whatever was trapped in the house, whether, you know, Crowleyisms or whatever, there was something there. And then Kenneth Anger, film producer, who also was a Crowley collector, comes, visits the house, and he claimed that a very heavy painting just floated off the wall and set on the floor. So this creates the atmosphere. If you watch the movie, The Song Remains the Same, the scene where Jimmy Page climbs the mountain to the old man of the tarot at the top, this was filmed at Beleskin. And during the day of the movie, Plant, Page, Jones, and Bonham would run around inside the house and they would film their segments. So the story goes that a curse evolved. Jimmy Page, in one of the publications in England, said that he was working on a film score for Kenneth Anger called Lucifer Rising, and I think he'd only completed 28 minutes, and there was an argument between Anger and Page, and supposedly a curse came out of this, and bad things started to happen to the members of Led Zeppelin.